You've asked, you've waited, and now it's here. For 1 week only, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is also here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet odors. This offer is for 1 week only. Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. We were given a scented lavender air freshener as a gift recently. Usually I love lavender, but this was beyond horrible. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm took away the bad smell in no time and left the air smelling pure and clean. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are these new green buses going to keep their signature yellow color?
Yellow, but their heart will be green.
Why don't we stop all the softball questions and ask some real questions, okay?
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Standing here in front of Fearman Slaughterhouse. Here we have the truck approaching. We're gonna stop this truck so we can bear witness.
Here comes a meat wagon. I can't stop.
Oh, I almost got run over.
I give you my word as a buy, and I've never been more optimistic about America's prospects in my entire life.
Now the rails are off this thing.
Now you can use whatever train metaphor you want.
What a train wreck!
Anyone you want, but get on the Joe Biden Express now, because we are not stopping.
So you can go from coast to coast to coast.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You're going to love that attempt by the vegans to halt the truck going to the slaughterhouse. It's great video, but the audio is almost as good. We'll get to that later on. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Tonight's the vote to get rid of Jim Jones Lyons as chairman of the Mass State Republican Committee. I know this is a minor thing in most of human history, and hopefully from now on it will be a minor thing, but this is a
We've had
deal.
As much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it.
I agree. It's not going to be over by the end of the show, but this should be the end of it tonight, and I think, knock on wood, he's going to be dispatched once and for all. But we'll keep up with that later on. Jess Machado is out there, going to be out there in Marlboro. She'll be talking about it. So that'll be a little bit later in the show this evening. And again, the meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, and I think the vote will be after the show. Let's put it that way. I don't know when exactly. 844-500-4242. So, as you know probably by now, Brandon has declared an official end of the panic on May 11th. May 11th, February, March, April, and almost half of May. We have to wait 3.5 months for it to officially end. And you know why that is, of course. They want to keep the welfare payments going. They want to keep the scams going. You know how much money they've spent on COVID relief? $4.1 trillion. $4.1 trillion. And by the end of these next 3 months, their estimates can go as high as $4.6 trillion. Think about that. And what did we get for that? We got the most corrupt, worst administration in U.S. history. We have,
think about what you'd think about.
That's who we got. We got the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, probably millions of businesses destroyed. Government hack workers getting years of paid vacation And now they want more money, an 8.7% pay raise, because they had to suffer through Trump. We have generations of children losing their education. We have dramatic increases in depression, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, churches shut down, social clubs shut down. People losing their relatives and not being able to visit them at the ends of their lives because of the draconian, unnecessary lockdowns. We have people young people dropping dead all the time of things. Do you know how rare? You know how rare it was for a young person under the age of, say, 60 to have a stroke, right? Now it's happening every day. And this is just among people that are known to us, athletes all around the world, just dropping dead, male, female. People in their 40s, 50s, 60s, just keeling over. Why? We have this new phenomenon called sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, all brought on by this COVID. These COVID vaccines or something. We don't know what it is, but I think we can be pretty sure that without COVID, all these people wouldn't be dying at premature ages. And now they're going to call it off. And there's been just this terrible, terrible abuse of all the welfare programs that have been put forward. You know them all. The rent moratoriums, the student loan moratoriums, the fact that they've jacked up the food stamps, the fact that they've put millions more on free health care, Medicaid, the fact that they had extra welfare payments, they had extra child care tax credits or just payments. These were the things that were ended back in the 90s because it was encouraging the underclass to have more children that they couldn't provide for. But now they've put it back into place and they want to keep it going for the so-called emergency. But now the emergency is coming to an end. This has been a complete disaster, And tomorrow, in a related development to the COVID emergency being ended supposedly on May 11, then we'll see if it really happens. The COVID emergency is a welfare emergency. This is what this is all about. It's expanding the welfare state, expanding government dependency among the population, and it's succeeded. I was just telling Grace, tens of millions of people have lost the work ethic. As far as I can see, they're just not going back to work. I mean, I used to see this in Boston City Hall in the late 70s. You know, they had this thing called Comprehensive Employment and Training Act, CETA. And it was supposedly to increase people, give them jobs. But what they were doing is giving them jobs, government jobs. And a lot of people who got CETA jobs never went back to work. And in Boston, they called it the Youth Activities Commission, YAC. We called them YAC hacks. But that was just a tiny fraction of the population was exposed to this kind of sloth and fraud and abuse. This COVID thing brought it out into the general population, and it's just so devastating. We're not going to know how bad the impact is for decades, if not generations. And I think it's just going to be devastating. It already is devastating. Look at what's happened to the United States in the last 3-4 years. I mean, again, from Biden is the president of the United States. Think about that. I mean, how bad is that? I mean, look what's happened to the country in foreign policy. Look at the economy. Everything is crushed and destroyed. You know? Church attendance is way down. I mean, it's just the things that kept the glue of society was just eaten away at by all this nonsense. People's First Amendment rights, freedom of worship, freedom of speech. Think of all the people who were canceled for daring to speak out against this nonsense. That's why we're on Rumble rather than YouTube. We didn't say anything conspiratorial. They just threw us off because we were talking about an ophthalmologist from Denver about the CDC's own statistics. They were shutting us up. They were the Twitter files show they were doing the same thing on Twitter. God only knows what they were doing elsewhere, Facebook, Google, etc. 508 says it's the gift. COVID is the gift that keeps on giving for the Democrats. Yeah, it is. This is why we're in the situation we're in now. And so, but you know, supposedly it's ending. At least maybe some of the welfare is going to end. But we'll talk about this through the course of the afternoon. Tomorrow, the House Oversight Committee, now under Republican control, obviously, will hold its first hearing on wasteful pandemic-era spending. Representative Comer, James Comer of Kentucky, announced the hearing last week in an effort to investigate the quote-unquote rampant waste of taxpayer dollars on pandemic relief programs. There's stuff that programs I never even have heard of still. And I've been following this pretty closely because I knew that I used to work with the first guy who was arrested. I'm very proud of that fact. I'm in radio. That's why I knew some big scammers. This guy was an ex-con scammer. But I've kept a close eye on it. So today I'm just scrolling down to get some new anecdotes, new people convicted, pleading guilty. I'm on the U.S. Attorney's website in Boston. They bagged an accountant who worked for a dentist in Hyannis, and he was embezzling money just from the dentist's account. And they got him for something called PRF, which I'd never even heard of, Pandemic Relief Fund. It's for healthcare providers. And this guy being a scammer, like the guy I know, or I guess I still know him. He's in Devens now till 2024. He just started dipping into it because it was like the, when they announced those COVID relief programs, you know how they have a dog whistle and only dogs can hear it? This was the COVID whistle. It was like for fraudsters. Only fraudsters could hear it. And they all started running. The guy that I knew from Cape Cod, this accountant who worked for the dentist in Hyannis, all of them, all these people, rappers, NFL players, mayors, everybody, state reps in Connecticut, everybody was into this stuff. It set up this entire scammy system. You know, the whole country now is like a third world nation where everybody's just stealing, and everybody looks the other way. It's like the Bob Dylan song about going down to Tijuana, you know? The cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. That's the country we live in now after COVID. 844 AA meetings were banned, 617. Yeah, there's another indication, because all the churches were shut down. The churches have, attendance has never come back. Will it ever come back? I don't think so. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. God help us all. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. There's all kinds of bad news out there. Rising gas prices again, rising inflation, falling home sales prices, rising interest rates. Everything is bleak. And all of these are more reasons for you to try to protect your assets. In times of political and economic crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing right now is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one we're suffering under now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Boy, this is getting a lot of text messages, I'll tell you that. Everybody's been thinking about this, I think. And now that it's ending, they're treating it like it's just the announcement of the Easter egg hunt on the White House. It's not a big deal. They've wrecked the society, and now they're ending what wrecked the society, and they're pretending it's no big deal. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99 a night. Or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what's the greatest disaster in American history? The Civil War, the Great Depression, the War on Poverty, or the COVID scam?
I'm going to say the COVID scam.
56% say the COVID scam. Second place goes to the Civil War at 22%, followed by the War on Poverty at 17%. 6% say the Great Depression.
Yeah, the Great Depression seemed bad, but it really toughened everybody up. And most people came out of the Great Depression, I think, tougher than they were. They were ready for World War II, which was a terrible thing in itself. 844-500-4242. Catholic church attendance at Sunday Mass after the pandemic is running at 17%. 17%. When I was a kid, among the Catholic population, I mean, it was a mortal sin not to go to church. Maybe it still is. But, I would guess it was like 70-80% of the Catholic population went to Mass. I have a coworker whose dad got a brain tumor 10 years ago. They said, no worries, you'll die of old age so long as you have the treatments. So he did for 8 years. Then 2 years ago, they said he couldn't get the treatment due to COVID. Not that he had COVID, but because everything was locked down. He died of his brain tumor 8 months into COVID due to lack of treatment. How many more thousands are there like this? I would dare say there are hundreds of thousands. 207. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Howie, as far as all those devastating effects of the leftover from COVID, the panic-demic, it wouldn't have been possible if the CCP didn't have their sycophants in this country, in the media, academia, and the bureaucracies that, peddled all this nonsense.
Yeah. I know. Someone just texted me, Dave, and they said, who's going to pay for this? And obviously this was started by Red China in one form or another, whether deliberately or accidentally. But who's going to pay for it? Not the Red Chinese, because they're paying off the Bidens. And as long as they pay off the Bidens, they don't have to worry. And you're right. Someone should be punished for this in some way or another. 844-500-4242. 774, we've ruined the economies, not just of the United States, but much of the world. I just returned from the Bahamas the other day. They were essentially closed down for 2 years as a nation. All hotels, resorts, most other businesses were required to shut down by law. By law, they had to pay all their employees full salary every other week, even if their businesses were completely closed. I blame this on the Faucis of the world. Some economies will never recover. I agree. All COVID has done, says 774, is speed up the demise of the United States by a couple of decades. When you're my age, a couple of decades means a lot. I could have used them not doing anything about it, not trying to wreck the country even faster. We have an entire generation of children in schools who were left in the educational dust. It will take decades, if ever, to catch them back up. An entire generation of working-age adults who've decided to stop working. We've solidified the stronghold the progressives have on our system of politics. They're throwing money around like drunken Santa Clauses. It's just bad. It's just bad. 844, we'll be talking about this a lot today and about those hearings and the fraud that's been going on. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're talking about the COVID disaster. Brandon has announced that the so-called emergency will officially end on May 11th. I'm sure there are going to be some efforts by the Democrats in Congress to keep it going, just so they can keep the higher welfare payments going. Just so they can make sure that all the deadbeats who went to community college and live on their mom's sofas in the basement don't have to start paying back their student loans. And they're going to start hearings in the House tomorrow. And again, I don't have much confidence that the hearings will get anything done, but maybe it'll get a little attention drawn to this amazing fraud that's been going on in all of these COVID relief programs. 844-500-4242. 207 says, then of course there's the surge in sudden deaths. I now know of 5 people who've died suddenly. I mean, every day I scroll all the internet sites just looking for stories to read and talk about. I could do a whole segment every day just on athletes from around the world and young, relatively young people, people under the age of 40, or under the age of 50. Just suddenly keeling over. There always used to be a few people like that, but never in these numbers. And, you know, I know what I think and I know what you think, but we're still not allowed to really talk about it that much. Anyway, now it's time for Grace's News.
Howie, has Biden said what the significance of May 11th is? Like, why is it all stopping on that day?
I think because the Republicans are trying to declare an end to it before then.
So it's just an arbitrary date we're throwing out there, kind of like how they used to throw out the arbitrary, in 2 weeks we're going to have code orange, code
red. Remember that? Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts at the time, would always say, we're going to make the restrictions a little less stringent for restaurants on Monday. So the restaurants, which were already on the ropes, would lose another weekend of business. Or my all-time favorite, though, Grace, during the COVID pandemic, the panic, was when they would say, COVID strikes people down late at night, so you have to be, we have a curfew, the restaurants have to close by 9:30, except on Friday and Saturday nights, they can stay open till 10:30.
Because COVID was going to give everybody an extra hour to get home.
Hey,
right? Remember that?
It's the science, man. You just got to learn how to follow it. That's all.
Follow the science.
Yeah,
right.
Well, on the same topic, there's a story from The Hill from earlier this week that parents are worried about growing post-pandemic youth mental health crisis. Now, you've mentioned this, Howie, in your opening. Young people's mental health declined sharply in the early months of COVID-19. A lot of experts were hoping that it would bounce back. Remember, we kept hearing kids are resilient, kids will be fine.
Right.
Well, now we are finding out that might not be the case. Midway through the 2022-2023 school year, school social workers are finding that youth are still experiencing a high level of mental health challenges. And a new survey shows that many parents are worried about anxiety and depression in their children.
Not to mention their achievement scores.
Yeah, and not to mention the anger aspect of this. I thought this was a good quote from this woman, Lisa Chiappi, of Effective School Solutions. She said, "We have a lot of students that have also had a difficulty managing their emotions and are acting out. Like they've been pent up in their homes for so long, and now they're getting into schools." And you hear about this all the time, too, Howie, of people fighting in schools and, you know, teachers trying to break it up. And there's just there's a lot of pent up anger there as well.
Yeah, 508 says children are now using masks not for COVID, but because they're insecure, socially awkward, have low self-esteem, et cetera. They've been given the perfect tool to avoid growing out of these things, and that's going to cause damage to this upcoming generation for sure. How about the adults you see still walking around? It's like a mental illness that they're still wearing. I mean, okay, I can see it if you're like 80 years old, you know, and you're worried about diabetes or emphysema or something like that. But I see people 40 years old walking around with masks. Like there's, and it's some kind of mental disorder.
Yeah, and there is something to be said about kids using this as a security blanket. Because, you know, there was always, I remember this when I was younger, there was always girls who wanted to keep their hair in front of their faces. They just kind of hide behind their hair. And you knew it was just a way to kind of shield themselves from the world. And you're right, it's the perfect chance for kids to do that. And I'm sure in a lot of schools,
There were always adults who wanted to rob a bank. And, you know, it's very convenient. Or hijack a car, carjack. And it's very convenient to be wearing a mask, right?
Yeah.
For the last 3 years, we see these people. Here's some surveillance photos of the people who carjacked a mom and her baby last night at the mall. And then you see these guys in masks. How the hell are you ever going to tell who these people are?
Yeah, it's a really good point. Howie, in a different topic here, the FBI conducted previously undisclosed search at Penn Biden Center in November. So yesterday you were playing some of those Swalwell Schiff Omar cuts, and there was one point where Swalwell said, "You don't have to take my word for it. You can take the word of the FBI." Add this to the headlines that kind of destroy my faith in the FBI. They didn't want to tell us about this little search they did at the
Aren't some of the Republicans saying, well, okay, let's look at the reports on Swalwell. If he says he's cleared by him, there shouldn't be a problem with releasing the reports, right?
I would agree with that. But again, it's just, I mean, when I have to think of Swalwell versus the FBI, I'm like, I don't know whose word I would take out of the two, but I'm not liking either of those options.
No.
And this is just another reason why. So the FBI searched the Penn Biden think tank in mid-November after Joe Biden's attorney found documents in the closet. And the search by the FBI was conducted without the use of a warrant and in coordination with Biden. In other words, as you keep hearing,
that's because they're on the same team.
Yeah, they're he's cooperating.
Your mom doesn't have to, you know, search your desk, does she, when you're living at home? Of course not. She doesn't need a search warrant.
This is my pet peeve, is that he's cooperating. He's cooperating. I'm like, of course he's cooperating. They're his protectors. Why wouldn't he cooperate with them? But the revelation of the search, which neither the White House nor the Justice Department had disclosed to the public, compounds existing concerns Biden is facing about transparency with the case.
He's got bigger problems than a lack of transparency. We'll play those sound cuts. Again, another disastrous day for Brandon.
Worse than the Amtrak stories yesterday?
Yeah, because they're the same. It's the same type of stuff, you know, as the Amtrak stories. He keeps coming. The Amtrak stories yesterday, that was the eighth time that he had lied about Amtrak. He just doesn't care. He doesn't care. I'm looking around for the cut sheet. We'll get to everything later on.
Okay. Well, Howie, another big story today is George Santos, who I know you've talked about a lot, is stepping down from committee assignments. The representative from New York is stepping down. He informed his House GOP colleagues, and he said he's going to wait until everything settles down for him to serve on committees. Now, Howie, I know you felt very passionately about the dog scam story. Can you give people a little refresher on this before I go through the list of lies? Because the dog one you talked about a lot.
He had this, supposedly, there was this guy who was homeless, and he'd been living with a dog, with his dog, his service dog, and the dog had a stomach tumor and, you know, was basically dying at the age of 13 or 14. It was his only companion. He was living on the street. So supposedly George Santos, maybe under the name of George Santos or one of his aliases, was running a pet charity. And so he made a big deal out of this guy and raised $3,000. To get an operation to cut the tumor out of the dog's stomach and save the dog. And so once he raised the $3,000, the guy never saw him again. George Santos disappeared with the money, or so the guy said. It's never, you know, it's no criminal charges or civil lawsuits have been filed. But it seems that the guy's telling the truth and that Santos absconded with the $3,000 for the sick dog who then subsequently died. And, you know, I mean, Grace, you can lie about your education or how many apartments you own or where you come from or your religion. But when you rip off a guy who's trying to raise money for his dying dog, that's really the bottom of the barrel, in my opinion.
Well, you know what's funny is yesterday we did Hate Mail Monday, and I didn't have too much time to go through all the comments, but I found this tweet of someone who said, I'm getting my car fixed, and someone in the shop has Howie Carr on the radio, and he's bashing George Santos for lying about this sick dog situation. And the guy said, maybe we finally found some common ground. Maybe we found a line in the sand. And I thought, yeah, that is for a lot of people. You bring in, it's like the movies, Howie. People can die in movies and nobody really flinches. A dog dies, you're going to have a problem. So people get very passionate about pets. And then beyond that, he's had lies about being Jew-ish. That's how he put it. He obviously had way more than that. You talked about his education, his business background. There's reports that he was a drag queen in Brazil. So this man has just lived 9 lives.
You know what, Grace? I don't care about any of that stuff. You know, I mean, as long as Joe Biden is walking around and the fake Indian and Da Nang Dick Blumenthal, among so many others, what is this a big deal? I heard on the radio this morning, I was listening before I left to come down here, I heard the latest news, Representative George Santos. And I thought, no, George, you haven't resigned. No. And it just said he's decided not to serve on the committees. And I thought, whew, that's good.
You know,
I would hate to see him driven out of Congress for doing what Democrats do on a daily, if not hourly, basis.
I brought the story into the green room, and I hadn't really like looked at the headline. I just seen it and thought, oh my gosh! And then I gave it a double check, and I was like, okay, phew, he's still there. He's still hanging in. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Hey, Howie, since we're on the topic of fraudsters and stuff, I just got one more story here. It's more police blotter than anything else, but the police aren't involved, so I think it passes. High school basketball coach fired after impersonating a 13-year-old in the JV game. So they were down a player, and a 22-year-old assistant coach of the Churchland Junior Varsity Girls team in Virginia suited up and started taking people down. She was, like, running towards the net. She was layups and, you know, stealing balls. And it turns out she was a 22-year-old coach, not a player.
Yeah, I'd say she's got to go.
Yeah. It sounds like a movie, though, doesn't it?
Why, she's not doing nothing George Santos didn't do.
Stick it out. Stick it out. Don't give up. Make
the Bad News Bears 2023.
Yeah, it really does sound like that. All right, Howie, that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 42. 508 says, what's the difference between Santos and the fake Indian? Exactly. That's my point. Or Da Nang Dick Blumenthal. And for that matter, John Kerry, he let it be considered that he was Irish, even though there's no Irish people named Kerry. There is a River Kerry, County Kerry, but there's no That's not a surname in Ireland, I don't think. But he always let people think he was Irish. So, I mean, he's a fraud in his own way. I mean, so many of them are frauds.
You're looking at the biggest cheesehead in America right here. Here I am.
He's the biggest something in America, the biggest gigolo in America, I think. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Western Razor. Invest in a 100% American-made razor for your man this Valentine's Day with code HOWIE10 for 10% off. To order, go to westernrazor.com/Howie.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we have an all-American made product. This is one of our more popular cheap bastard deals that we have. It's the last razor you'll ever buy. This is America's razor. It's a great Valentine's Day gift for your male partner or spouse. It is the Western Razor's High Noon Safety Razor. It's 100% made in the USA. Razors, blade, and blades and packaging. A better shave than disposables. No gross clogging. Fewer ingrown hairs. Less irritation. Includes 5 premium made in the USA blades. That's a 10-week supply. It's a simple 3-piece design. Handle, cap, and clamp. 100% metal. Zero plastic. While supplies last, you can purchase Western Razor's High Noon Safety Razor. It's a $60 value for just $30. Get yours now at HowieCarshow.com and click on store. With us now to tell us more about Western Razor Company is Mike, one of the founders. Mike, I love Western Razor's products. It's an old-time razor, but it's just a great, great product. And it is. Everything's made in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, thanks, Howie. Yeah, everything's in the U.S. We want to keep it that way, and all the new products we develop over time, that's our goal, to keep everything in the United States.
And, you know, the thing is, people get irritated when they, you know, they go in to buy a some of these disposable plastic razors, and they cost an arm and a leg for nothing, and the
right.
razors don't even last that long. And again, if you're into protecting the environment, these things take, you know, generations or centuries or millennia to degrade.
Right.
This is a better razor for so many reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a bait and switch with the other products. You pay a little up front, but a lot in the long run. So in less than a year, you break even with Western Razor and our razor. So it's really just like a no-brainer. If you want to save money in the long term, you buy up front, and the razors, the actual blades cost as low as 10 cents a pop. So no subscriptions needed, no of the no plastic cartridge razors.
That's the key. That's a key, too, no subscriptions
needed. Yeah, absolutely.
Needed. And can you still get the blades? You can still get the blades in pharmacies, right? If
yep.
you don't want to go through Western Razor. They still have the old-style blades.
Correct. Yeah, we have our own blades. It's great if you purchase from us, but they use any standard double-edge razor blades. You can get them in pharmacies or online, various places.
And again, they're very, very inexpensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once you get this deal as a cheap bastard deal at Howie Carr Show, your basic expenses for shaving, other than shaving cream, are negligible for the rest of
yeah.
your life.
Yeah, you basically pay once for the razor and a pack of blades, and you're good for 3 to 5 years. So, yeah, like you said, except for the shaving cream. But even that, you know, just you don't need to use a whole lot, and you're good to go. So
yeah. So this is a great deal, and this is a good gift for women to give their husbands or their boyfriends, because this is a, you know, it, shaving, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's kind of a pain, you know.
Yeah.
And who wants to do it every day? Nobody.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people just want to get it over with, but we found that with our razor is also a lot heavier, so it just feels better shaving, and it becomes kind of like a, you know, I don't like the word, but ritual. You know, people like to do it in the morning, get ready. It's like drinking a coffee, you know, and if the shave is nice and it feels good, it makes you, you know, get up and go, then it's a good addition to your day.
I hope you guys are doing well, because this was a great idea you had to bring back the old style razors. I hope it's doing great.
No, things are doing real well. We had a lot of interest over Christmas, and it's continuing. I think people just want made in the U.S. products and a good quality razor.
Yeah,
that's kind of our focus.
Razors and blades and packaging all made in the USA. Get a $60 value for $30 at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Howie.
Western Razors High Noon Safety Razor. I'm Howie Carr.